Guys, in the Bina Shlosh Shachlu, and we saw the Rashi, and we point out the Machlokes. Please, I hope you chazer over. Let's get right to the Tosfos right now. We have a lot to see, B'ez Hashem, okay? And Tosfos says here in the beginning of the Masechta, yeah, in the beginning of the seventh period, asks the following kasha. Let's see inside. Shlosh Shachlu Kachos, yes? Tosfos says the following. Tosfos says that we're learning Bavli, but there's Yerushalmi. Shlosh Shachlos B'Yerushalmi Parach. What's Parach mean? Esakasha. Hocha at Amrit Ein Rishon L'Chalek. Here, meaning in Daf Nun, it says you're not allowed to separate. V'Hocha at Amrit L'Chayavin L'Zamin. And here it says Chayavin L'Zamin. Yes? So that's what the Yerushalmi says. What does that mean? Tosfos says, I don't know what it means. Let's follow inside. I want you to make sure you know every word. Mata l'chura ein zeh kasha. This is not a kasha. Maybe what the Yerushalmi was bothered by is a different language. What do you mean a different language? Here it says chayav l'zamen. There it says adaf nun ein rishon l'chalek. Maybe the fact is a different language that's perturbed the Yerushalmi. What do you know what perturbed means? Yerushalmi is bothered by the difference in language. Maybe that's what it means. Mata l'chura ein zeh kasha. That's not the kasha. Tosfos says that's dead wrong. Everyone got that down? It's not an issue of language. How do I know that's wrong? Because I'll prove it from a Bavli. Now, you could have said, how can Tosfos prove something from the Bavli to the Yerushalmi? But Tosfos is not bothered by that. I want you to get that down in your notes. Tosfos has no problem proving from the Bavli how to read the Yerushalmi. I could have said, what does that have to do with a price and tea in China? That's the Bavli, right? This is the Yerushalmi, no? But Tosfos says, no, I want to read it. I want to read the Yerushalmi based on what, how I read the Bavli. The Chaim Lekaman, and Daf Nun Parach Tanina Chadazimna Dein Rishon L'Chalik Haynu Mishum L'Chayav L'Zamein. Meaning, what does it ask on Daf Nun? What does it ask on Daf Nun? It asks on Daf Nun. Our Mishnah Memhei says Chayav L'Zamein. And what does the Mishnah say on Daf Nun? Ein Rishon L'Chalik. That's the same thing. Tanina Chadazimna. It was already taught once. The Gemara in the Bavli and Daf Nun asks. It was already taught once. My Kamashman Tanina Chadazimna. It was already taught once. So you see that the Gemara and the Bavli wasn't worried about the what? The difference of the language, correct? So if the Bavli wasn't worried about the language, so the Yerushalmi follows suit also is not worried about the language. So that cannot have been the Yerushalmi's kasha. Everyone follow me on this? That cannot have been the Yerushalmi's kasha. So then what is the kasha? He says, I'll tell you what it is. Does everyone got how to read that so far? You got it? I want you to be able to read it clear. I'm going to read it one more time. Shlosh Achlokachs, B'Yerushalmi Parach, the Yerushalmi asks, Hocha at Amrus, Ein Rishoyim L'Chalik, V'Hocha at Amrus, Chayav L'Zamin. That's what the words are. Well, what does that mean? So Tosfos says, V'at L'Chur Ein Zeh Kasha. Don't tell me the Kasha was on the language. Yes? That our Mishnah says Chayav, and there says Ein Rishoyim. Why do you use a different language? And how do I know if that's not true? Because V'chein L'Kaman, Parach Tanina, Chadazimna, Shein Rishoyim L'Chalik, Hani Mishum L'Chayim L'Zamin. Because the Bavli treats the two Mishnayos as saying the same thing. So you see the Bavli wasn't worried about the change of language. On the contrary, you're saying, why does the Mishnah repeat itself? Benji, you follow me? You got this? So therefore, what is the Kasha of Yerushalmi? Get down in your notes. It's a Chiddush with Tosfos. Tosfos is saying, I have to read Yerushalmi based on what the Bavli. I could have argued on that. I want you guys to think. You could argue on that and say, you know what? Why'd I have to read the Yerushalmi like the Bavli? Tosfos wants to. Maybe the Ikar learning is like the Bavli. I want you to get down to your notes. Whenever there's a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, who do we paskin like? Bavli. Why? Two svaras. The Rif in the last staff in Erevin says the Bavli was written after the Yerushalmi. So they knew what the Yerushalmi said, and they had that convenience. And they could say, oh, we disagree or we agree. That's what the Rif says. Because historically, the Bavli was written after Yerushalmi. Rabbi Chonon, today's Yom HaShoah, we dedicate the shir to the 6 million that killed the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. They killed Rabbi Chonon. May the Shomah go to highest points again, Aiden. Rabbi Chonon, the Kobach Shurim, says a different svara. All the Chachamim were living in Bavel at that time. All the Chachamim were living in Bavel at that time. It had the status of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. No one is ever cholik on the Sanhedrin HaGadol. When the Yerushalmi was written, not all the Chachamim were living in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Bavli was written, all the Chachamim were living there in the world. So it had a status of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. You know the Sanhedrin HaGadol? No one can ever be cholik on the Sanhedrin HaGadol. That's a different theory why we always go like the Bavli against Yerushalmi. The Bavli had the status of Sanhedrin HaGadol. You follow me? So if I ask you, give me two answers why we always go like the Bavli gets Yerushalmi, you got two reasons. So I'm saying maybe that's what Taisa is coming from. Taisa says, I'll read the Yerushalmi's Kasha based on how what? How the Bavli goes. You follow me? Maybe that's what motivated Taisa to say what he said. You hear what I just said? You got this far what we just said? Okay. All right, let's go weiter. You know, when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael during the Persian Gulf War. You guys heard about the Persian Gulf War? So the Rosh Yeshiva of Gush, Rav Maidan, Lamais used to come and give this shir and shalvim in Tanakh once a week. So one time during the Persian Gulf War, he had a whole map of the different cities of, you know, Tzura, Pumpatitsa, Narda, and the cities where Saddam Hussein was trying to what take over the, you know, take over the, you know, his army was called Nebuchadnezzar. That was his army. It was unbelievable. Torah Sheval Peh came from there, right, bro? And we pummeled them. We pummeled Saddam Hussein. You know, Saddam Hussein's gematria is a Amalek. You know that? You do the math. You figure out it's a Amalek. Okay, let's go back to Tisus. Vali Nira. What's Vali Nira mean? Seems to me, I'll tell you what the kash is. Tahachi Parach. Hacha at Amrish Dein Rishon Lachalik. What is the phrase in Rishon Lachalik? Demashma. That Mishnah Daf Nun implies. Demash means implies. Dim Gomru Achilasan Yachad Ein Rishon Lachalik. That if they finish the Achila together, you're not allowed to what? Disperse and separate. You have to do the Zimun together. That's what the Mishnah Daf Nun implies. Aval Ha'echad Rishai Ligmor Sudasan Levar Kodem Chaveru. But what happens if what? If they start together, but one guy finishes before the other guys, what's the din? What's the din? What do we say? Again, he says, "Vali near it, Achi Park, Hacha at Amres Dein Rishon Lachalik the Mashma Dim Gomra Achilasan Yachad Ein Rishon Lachalik." If they finish together, you cannot what separate. Aval Echad Rishai Ligmar Sudasa Levar Kodem Chaveiro. Period. Put the period right there. That's the implication. What Mishnah and Daf Nun. That what if they finish together, they got to do Zimun together. But if they start together, can one guy finish before the other guys? Yes, no problem. They don't have to bench together and do Zimun. That's the implication of what Mishnah? Daf Nun. Please, you got to get how to read this. Next phrase. V'chayavim l'zamin, which is what? Which is what? What's chayavim l'zamin? Our Mishnah. What does that phrase imply? V'chayavim l'zamin, mashma, dechovetz azimun aleihem, v'ein rishoyin ligmor sudason, zeh below zeh. So what does the word phrase chayav lezamin mean? That what? That once they start together, what's the din? They have to what? They have to finish. Chayav lezamin is mashkov lezimun alem. They know shoyin ligmor sudasin zebul. One can't run. One can't eat faster than the other two guys. You have to, if you started together, you got to finish together. So there's a stira from Daf Nun, an implication from Daf Nun to the stira Daf Mem Hey. That is the Yerushalmi's Kasha. Taisa discovered America. The linear, that's the Yerushalmi's Kasha. You guys got me? That is the Kasha. Taisa solved it. It's a stira. It's not a difference of what? The Mishnayos are saying the same thing. The Bavli thought the Mishnah is saying the same thing. Tanina Chadazimna. Yes? What is, according to Taisa, what's Yerushalmi's ask, Kasha? It's a stira between the two Mishnayos. If I ask you, what's the Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi? How to look at these two Mishnayos, what would be the correct answer? Machloek is Bavli Yerushalmi, according to Taisus. Taisus says the Bavli says Beferish that the Gemara is saying what? The two Mishnayos are repeating the same thing. And what does Yerushalmi say? What is Yerushalmi saying? That it's a steer between the two Mishnayos. That's fundamentally different, Bavli Yerushalmi. Yes? The way Taisus is setting this up, that there's a machloek is how you analyze these two Mishnayos, Daf Mem Hei and Daf Nun. The Bavli said it's repeating itself. The Yerushalmi says it's a stira. Okay, we got that clear? You can miss the whole thing. You got to get it clear. Everyone got that 100% clear? Now what do we have to do? What is Yerushalmi's answer to the stira? Says the Gemara. One of the fellows pointed out, who was it in Seder? That Shmuel is quoted in the Bavli. Yeah. What is your first name?
Avi.
God, tell me the names. We'll learn the names, Bishop. Avi pointed out that on Daf Nun, Shmuel's quoted, but there's another quote of Shmuel in the Yerushalmi. Sam, right? Shmuel and Sam, he pointed out, right? Now, who's your Chavrusa?
Mordechai.
Where's Mordechai?
Yeah.
Where? Right there. Okay, very good, Mordechai. Okay, yes. Shmuel's quoted on Daf Nun, but there's a different quote of Shmuel in the Yerushalmi. What is the answer? Umashani. What's Umashani mean, guys? Answer. Umashani Shmuel, kan betchila, kan besof. Now, follow this. Follow this, how to punctuate it. Okay, because it's hard. Umashani Shmuel, kan betchila, kan besof. Here we go. Ezo betchila ezo besof. What is betchila? What is sof? Pligi ba tre amoroi. Two amoroim argue in the bav in the Yushalmi. Chad amar nasnu daitam lechol zeu betchila. Period. That the concept of what of betchila means they had in mind to eat together and they started eating together. Number two, achlu kzayis zeu besof. And what does number two mean? They ate in the end of Kazayas. That's Besof. That's the first Amora. The Chad, what's Chad mean? The second Amora? The Chad Amor, what is it? Pum Fakir. What's Pum Fakir in Yiddish? To English? Completely the opposite. The Chad Amor, Aklu Kazayas, Zeu Betchila. He says completely opposite. Aklu Kazayas means Betchila. Nasnu Daitam Lechol, Zeu Besof. So he flips it. The Rav Alphas, who's Rav Alphas? The Rif. Tofes Derech Rishon. Now the Marsha says he's Tofes Derech Mishnah. But we're not going to get involved with that. We'll just say the Rav Alphas is Tofes the first Shita. Iker. He says the first Amora is the Iker Shita. Vahaki Perusho. This is how you plug it in. Here we go. Nasnu Daitam Lechol. Klomar means to say, Sheshilu Mitchila Lechol Biyachad. They ate together. They started together. Zeu Betchila. As vaday chova zimun aleim, then you if you start together and eat together, you gotta what do zimun together. However, the second case achlu kezayis zo besof klomar im haechad hiskel kodem chavero bekezayis. If one guy started before the other guy, as vaday im gomru sudasam yachar chayav lezamen. If they finish together, they have to do a zimun. Aval rishoyin ligmor zebelo zelavarch, but they don't have to finish together. So what's the answer? What's the answer to the stira? Remember the Yushalmi said the kasha was a stira, yes? So what's the answer to the stira? The answer to the stira is, and the way he presented it was, from Daf Nun, what did it imply? What did it imply to Daf Nun? Ein Rishon L'chalik, that what? That if they what? If they finish together, they can't split up. But if they don't start together, can one guy finish before the other guy? Yes. That's exactly what Daf Nun is saying. That's exactly what Daf Nun is. That's Besof. And what is what Daf Mem Hei saying, our Mishnah? What is Daf Mem Hei saying? If they start together, they got to what? Do Zimun together. So it's not a steer at all. That's how Shmuel solved the steer. Everyone got that? Clear? That's how you solve the steer. It's talking about two different cases. When it said Ein Rishon L'chalik, which implies that if what? That if they don't finish together, and Lamaisa, if they don't finish together, right? If they finish together, they got to do it. But if they don't finish together, one guy can finish before the other guy. That's the implication of Daf Nun. That's fine. Well, our sugya is talking about where they started together. So that's a beautiful answer. No, it's no steer anymore. Is that correct? Everyone got that clear? Now, what's the takeaway from this Tais that you could forget about? How do you plug in the other Amora? Everyone ignores the other Amora because the riff goes like the first Amora. So I want you to get that down in your notes. The second Amora says completely the opposite. The second Amora plugs it in and says, if they finish together, what's the din? They have to what? They have to do a zimun. If they finish together, that's the second Amora. V'chad Amor, achol kezayis, zeu betchila. Doto daitem lechol, zeu besof. So it comes out according to what? According to the second Shita, Lamaisa, that if they what? If they eat a kezayis together, what's the din? They have to what? They have to bench together. But what does the other sheet to say if they start together? Are you allowed to what? Are you allowed to finish before the other guy? No, you're not. The second sheet to Namoroim will say you're not allowed to do that. Second sheet to Namoroim says you're not allowed to do that at all. Halacha is you're not allowed to run forward. Is if you ended together, I don't care, Lamaisa. You must what? You must bench together. But what happens if they what? If they didn't, let's say they started together, Halach Lamaisa, is one guy able to finish up before the other guy? Halach Lamaisa, what do we say? What is the second sheet to say? The second sheet is what? Is arguing and saying Halach Lamaisa that what? The Sof is the Koveya, and according to this Amora, he says completely the opposite. He says, when it says, Chad Amar, Achlu Kezayis, Zo Betchila, Daitam Lechol, Zo Besof, what does that mean? We thought that what, that the Mishnah implied what? The Mishnah implied, Ein Rishon, is that one guy can finish up before the other guy. You know what? That's not true. According to the second Amora, one guy cannot finish up before another guy. Not at all. The end, if you finish together, you have to what? Bench together? And if you start together, you have to what? You have to bench together. This second Amora, which the Rif ignores, says you have no heter ever to go jump ahead and eat before the other guy. Now that shita we don't hold like, okay? The Rif doesn't hold like, but I want you to get it down in your notes. You can't ignore it. That's what the second sheet is saying, that pumfakir. You are never allowed to what? If you start together, you cannot jump forward. I don't care if the guy's a slower eater. You got to wait for him. So this is the pshat in the Taisis, okay? Now, we wrote on the board yesterday that there was a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh said, what was Koveya? Which we're going to see now. Sof. And what does Rabbeinu Yonah say is Koveya? Tchila. Meaning, which is more chomer? The Rosh says, even the end. Rabbeinu Yonah says, only what? I didn't write that on the board, so get that down. The Rosh says, only the beginning. Yeah, I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, only the beginning. What does the Rosh add on? Even what? Even the end. Even the end. This Shita Namoroim is basically saying that what? That if you end together, you got to do Zimun together. And what else is it saying? What else is it saying? It's saying that even if you start together, the second Amora is saying what? One guy can't jump forward and finish before the other guys. That the first Amora doesn't accept, and the Rif says that's not true. If you start together, one guy can finish, he doesn't have to wait. Okay, that's the sheet of who? That's the sheet of Tosfos. Everyone got how to read it? So if I would ask you to summarize the Tosfos, what I would say is that Tosfos began by quoting Yerushalmi, which is very unclear to him. What is the Yerushalmi asking? And it can't mean a shinui of the language, because the Bavli asked that, wasn't bothered by the language, said the Mishnah is repeating itself. So must be, says Tais, the Yerushalmi is a completely different kasha than the Bavli. Not like the Bavli that it's repeating itself, but it's contradicting itself. Because the implication from Ein Rishon L'Chalik means that what? That if they start together, one guy can finish before the other guy. Whereas what's the implication of Daf Mem Hei? That you can't do that. Chayav L'Zamin. Stira. What's the answer? The answer is, well, if you end up eating together the end, then you do Zimu. But if you start together, one guy can go forward fast in front of the other two guys and finish in front of the other two guys. And therefore, that's not considered to be what? That's not considered to be a problem. But there's a second Amora that's even more Chamor, more Machmer, that says what? If you end together, you got to Zimu together. And even if you start together, you're not allowed to what? Jump forward and what? And finish before the other guy. That sheet already we don't hold like. Yes?
The second Amora, what do we say that as long if you started together, as long as you didn't have a kezias, so you could still eat, go ahead and eat? He says that the Koveya.
Well, he says Gomru.
For the beginning, for Tchilas Suda is kezias.
Well, he says Chadam Achlu kezias Zeu
Betchila. If you started without having a kezias yet, you couldn't.
Could be. What is your first name?
Avi,
what Avi's saying could be. But he's assuming that Yeda Kazayas. Yeah. There's Avi saying maybe if he didn't have a Kazayas, maybe they're not so machmer. Could be. But what we have the evidence is what he says by a Kazayas. Okay? That's how you read it. Everyone got how to read it? Clear? Okay? Good. You should feel good about it because Lamai said to read a Taisis is not easy. You work through it, you got to know a clore. Okay? Let's turn to the Rosh now. Let's go. Everyone got the Rosh? I hope you guys have the Rosh. Let's take a look at the Rosh. Simon Aleph here. Okay, I'm going to start the first part of the Rosh, just quotes the Mishnah. I want to start from Shlocha Shlocha Kosef. You got it? Everyone have the Rosh inside? Let's see inside. Shlocha Shachlu Kachas. Everyone got it? Simon Aleph in the seventh parak. He quotes the Mishnah. Everyone got it? It's like the sixth line in mine. Okay, he just quotes the Mishnah verbatim. Okay? Then he says, Shloshon Achlu Kachas, Kosov Rabbeinu Yonazal. Everyone got it? Here we go. Demairi Shekavu Atzman Biyachad Mitchila Lebirkas Amotzi. Underline that word, Michila. We're talking about a case where everyone is koveya themselves together from the beginning. Lebirkas Amotzi. Lididhu Behasebel. What's Lididhu? What's Lididhu mean? For the Jews during the times of the Gemara. Ulididon. What's Lididon? The Jews, for us now, Bizman said, the Rush lived in the 1200s. Be yeshiva. Az einem reshoi lechalik. You are not allowed to separate. Aval im lo nikbu yachad bebirkas hamotzi. If they did not koveya together, reshoim lechalik. You got it? Please look at...
Right,
You got to look at. You don't have a brachas?
No, I have. It doesn't have all the version.
Oh, you don't have the rush. So you look on with someone, okay? You look on with someone. V'dikdek zeh mehad deresh perakets and mevarchim. Hesebu echad mevarch lekulon. What's hesebu mean? Everyone leans, they recline. One guy can say a bracha for everyone. V'daikinen, hesebu in, lo hesebu lo. The Gemara makes a deal only if they do a sebe, can one guy say a bracha for us. If you don't do a sebe, you can't. V'minayu, asar b'nei adam sheyu machalchen mederach. There are 10 guys walking in the derek. Afal pisho ochlen mikikar echad, even though they're all eating from one loaf. Each guy says his own amotzi. Because they're walking. Yashvu, if they sit. Even though each guy eats from his own bread. What creates the bond? Benji, what creates the bond? Yeshiva, not Haseba. I thought you need Haseba. Haseba is more reclining. Yeshiva is not alone enough. Umuki la Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman established the answer. Kigon de amre nezel v'nechol nahama beduch de plonis. Rav Nachman says the case is they said to each other, let's go eat the bread at specific place beduch de place plonis. Davi kamo haseba. The fact that they say that makes it like a seba. V'ha brisa bebirkas amazum airi. The brisa is talking about benching. Diktani ba behedjib yusham yashru v'aklu. They sat and ate. Listen to this now. V'im isa, if it's true, to lo bo kvias lezimun, if it's true you don't need kvias lezimun, amai itzterik Rav Nachman. Why did Rav Nachman have to stand on his head, la'okma, to establish kishakavu makom, that they made a separate place? Tepuklei, what's tepuklei? Learn it out. Mekevin sh'achlukecha, they automatically ate together. Kova asan zo'achila, just eating together should be automatic. Must be that's not true. You need more than that. Elavadai, rather you need kvias mitchila. Underline it 10 times, 12 times. Elavadai, I have it underlined in my Gemara. Elavadai kvias mitchilu shemechayvin bezimun. We require it bezimun from the beginning. So what's the first raya? What's the first raya of Rabbeinu Yonah? Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say we're talking about a case where let's go eat? Let's go eat some bread. Why did he have to say that? They're eating together, should be automatic kvias. What's the answer? You need to establish kvias from the beginning. And how do you do that? By saying, guys, let's go eat over here. That's how you establish kvias in the beginning. Because if you don't eat kvias in the beginning, the eating automatically should be a natural kvias. That's the first raya of Rabbeinu Yonah. First proof, number one. Number two, va'od. Second raya. Va'od hevi raya from our very own Mishnah. Mehadis nan v'ashamash ocho kezayas mitztarev. The waiter ate a kezayev. He combines everyone together. Machidish yesh b'shamash yosem yishmi ba'akar. What's so special about a waiter? What, you think he's trying to do PR for the waiters union? What's the chidish? Elavadai ashmu'inin. Sha'afal pisha shar b'nei adam. The chiddush is, ashmu'inin is the chiddush. Even though shar b'nei adam aim at starfin, ela be yeshiva, kova shemesh mitstarif below yeshiva's keva. Fisha derech achilosu bekach. A waiter, guys, eats on the run. The chiddush is that even though he doesn't sit down, a shamish can create a tziru for a zimun automatically. Because he's a waiter. He's part of that union. And the fact that he runs around does not detract from him being able to create a kvias for everybody. That is the chiddush. But what type of kvias? In the beginning. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the beginning. That's what it means. That's what he's saying. He's saying, V'od evi rai mehadastan shamashon kuzas ma'chidish yesh b'sham yosu mimach. El avarash min avish shab na'im et starf el v'shiv is keva. Shamas min starif. It's been starved below yeshiva's keva. Fishaderek achilasu bekach. That is his chiddush. And it's from the beginning. You sit down, you have a waiter. From the very beginning of our meal, we have a waited meal. And therefore, he's part of our deal. He's not sitting down. He didn't take a seat. We only have two chairs. That's the nature of a what waiter. He hops while he's eating. He hops while he's walking around. He'll give you the food, then he'll eat afterwards. In fact, if you ever know, I don't know, I asked you guys yesterday, anyone was a waiter, but you know, we were 17 years we went away for Pesach. You know, I gave Drosh a shirub. The last 5 years we've been home, Baruch Hashem. So I like the hotels, but I like home better. But my wife liked it to better be at home. They have a policy at all the hotels, all the waiters, they eat first. If you're hungry and you're waiting on people, you're not going to do a good job. You're going to be angry. You're going to be upset. Everyone's hungry. You ever heard the word hangry? Hangry, because you're hungry. You get angry. So that's the policy. Before every meal, the waiters ate first. Then they're relaxed. They're full. So you sit down for your meal. You got a waiter. He's part from the very beginning. So the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes two rayas that Tchilas Kvias is Koveya. You got me? That is the Rabbeinu Yonah story. Number one raya is from the story of what? Rav Nachman, with the 10 guys walking around, where Rav Nachman said, guys, let's eat over here. Why do they have to say that? Because they need to establish Kvias from the beginning. And number two raya is from the Shamash. What's the Chiddush of Shamash? Because Shamash is not sitting there. But it's automatic, like from the beginning, and he's part of the Suda. Yes? Good. Excellent, guys. Comes along the Rosh. This is the second time we saw the Linira today. First in Tais, now the Rosh. Says the Rosh, I disagree with you. The Linira, Kedivri Amafarshim. I disagree with you. I hold like the other Rishonim. Afal Pishalo Birchu Hamotzi Biyachad. Two guys are eating the calf. You wash together, then the third guy comes later. No problem. Afal Piva Linira, Kedivri Amafarshim. Afal Pishalo Birchu Hamotzi Biyachad. Ela Achrakach Nikpu Ba'achila Yachad. Nikpu Lezimun. The Ein Rishon Lechaleg. Wow. He comes in the middle, no problem. Unbelievable. So now, if you're the Rosh, what do you have to do? You have to reject the two rayas of Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's do it. So he says, Beferish, I disagree with you, Rabbeinu Yonah, and I hold, Allah HaLamayisah, what I hold. Okay, fine. Even though you didn't say Amotzi together, it's a kviz. Umashahevi raya me'ahid did ketzim nevorchin, when that case on daf mem beiz mem beiz, which is the sixth pirik, lav rayahi. The shiny hussam, the lo amru nezel v'nechol nahama beduch deploinis, hayu mitchilas asura at sofa below keva. Wow. V'lo haya echad yochel hotzi chaveiro. I want to tell you something. They're walking around, those 10 guys. That's to an extreme. That's the extreme that there was no kfis at all. So in order to offset that, what did Rav Nachman have to say? Let's go eat over there. Because it's like there was no kfias. It's like there were 10 individuals. To offset that, Rav Nachman had to say, we need to go eat there. But generally, can I bring a raya that always to be koveya for Zimun you need tchila suda? No way. Sofa is always good enough. That Gemara pigeonhole it to an exception. When you want to bring a raya, guys, it has to be a general rule. The Rosh says that was not a general rule. That was an exceptional case. You constrict it to that one case that these guys are walking around on a hike. They're not sitting at a table. So how do you create it? How do you create a kvias? You create a kvias by saying, let's go eat at the table. That's why you needed that for that one particular case. But you cannot decipher from there a general rule that I need kvias from the very beginning. No way, says the Rosh. No way. Let's read it again one more time. Mashahevi raya mahidi ketzmarach lav rayi, the shiny hussam. If Rav Nachman would not have said that, from the beginning of the end, below Keva, there's no kvias. One guy couldn't be motzi anyone in a motzi. I can't be motzi someone in a motzi if we're taking a hike. You're not at the same table. So Rav Nachman needed to offset that and say, guys, let's go eat over there. Then that created a bond. But you can't bring a riot from there in general that always need tchila suda. Forget about it. Everyone cop that? That's the rejection. Aval, look inside. Aval esibu miksos and tchilo. But if two guys recline, ubo ashlishi v'hesi v'moem acher, she'eschilo arishonim lechol, and the third guy comes into the calf and joins them after the first two started, no problem. And you don't need a sable. L'didon afilu b'yeshiva kem chem kavuyim yachad b'gmar achila chevel zamed. There's the word gmar. Underline it 100 times. The Rosh holds gmar. This is the famous machlekes Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah. If you know Shas, someone says, someone tells you, learn Shlosha Shachlu. A guy that knows Shas says, the first thing that's going to come to mind is going to say, what's a machlekes Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah? Now you guys know it. The Rabbeinu Yonah says Tchilas Suda. The Rosh says what? Sof Suda. So we rejected the first raya. How do you reject the second one? The Chain. Hahi de shamish adam akar shaya ochel kaina shamish loyam et starf kevin eno keva. What does that mean? Let's say he's not from the waiter union. He's not a waiter. I don't know. Guy's just walking around, hovering around your table. I don't know, it's a friend of yours. I don't know. Maybe he's nervous about the secular classes. They don't be nervous about them. Okay, don't worry. You guys will do great. The ikar is the learning. Okay, why? The why is before to you, and why you? Okay, the why is before to you. The ikar is the learning. Don't worry about it. But let's say a friend of yours is nervous. He's hovering around the table. You two guys are eating. Third guy's hovering around the table. He's not a waiter, and he's eating a little bit because he's nervous about for the classes. Says the Rosh, will that guy be mitzaref? Not a chance. That guy will not be mitzaref. An adam acher will not be mitzaref. But he's eating like that. He won't be. It's not a keva. So in other words, a guy that's hovering around the table, how do you get that guy to be part of you? You can't unless he's what? Unless he's your waiter. If he's your waiter, then your waiter can offset the fact that a guy who hovers around cannot what? A waiter's a special case. It's constricted and pigeonholed. How do you offset the guy hovering that doesn't combine with you? If he's a waiter, it's okay. A waiter's able to offset and say it's from the beginning. But I can't shed light in general that say I always need what? Tchila? It's also a special case. The Rush says to both Raya's and Rabbeinu Yonah, they're both particular cases. That they were so dispersed, you needed to offset and balance for that. And say, I'm starting from the beginning. The 10 guys are dispersed in the hike. So what do I need? And we're not going to say, let's all start here. That's the start. But that you can't bring a Raya from there in general. You always need the beginning. That was a special case. So do by a guy hovering around. How do I get a guy hovering around to even start with me? If he's a waiter. Then if he's a waiter, and I sit down in the restaurant, and I have a waiter. So from the very beginning, he's with us. Because you need to offset it, because a hovering guy that hovers around, he's not mitzaref naturally. So you need to offset that. So how do you offset that? We say he's a waiter, and from the very beginning, the meal is part of us. You follow me? But to bring a riot from there in general, that you have to start from the beginning, forget about it. The Rush rejects this rabbinian. So what emerges a major machloikis. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
How is shamash considered with you from the beginning?
Because you sit down, he gives you the menu. He doesn't come in the middle. He's there from the very beginning. He might not eat with you, Lamaisa, but maybe he will. In the stomach, he will, because like I said, they eat before, or they can eat right with you. Maybe he won't eat at the table with you. You hear what I'm saying? But these two cases, you need to offset a problem. That's why you have to start from the beginning. But you can't bring a general raya from there, says the Rush. The Rush says, sof is enough. Now, you conclude the Rush. How would you paskin, guys? It's one of the great things about prophets, because in Londis, a lot of times we should always look in the halacha lamaisa. But in brachos, you got to go halacha lamaisa. After you learn the lamaisa, you got to look halacha lamaisa. So who would you paskin like? Who would you paskin like? What do you guys say? You tell me. After concluding the Rush, what would you say? Pretty convincing the Rush, no? I would say like the Rush. Let's turn to Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, let's get it down. Mechaber writes in Simon Kuf. Pei Kuf Tzadi. Okay. Chaber writes, Lamaisin, Kuf Tzadi Gimel Siv Beis. Okay. Kuf Tzadi Gimel Siv Beis. I'm a regional Lashon. Afil lohukbu mitchila kulum lechol yachad. Ela sheshnaim kavu. V'achar kach bo shlishi v'kavu imohem. O she'echad kavu tchila v'achar kavu shnaim imo. Einam reshoim lechalek. Kevin Shehem Kfuim Yachar Bigmar Achila. I would tell you to underline that 100 times also. Mechabra black on white holds like the Rush. The Feirish. But you need a kvias. Umikomakom im yochel imoim below keva reshoim lechalek elim kein hu shamish. If there was no kvias together, they're just walking around, then obviously there's no tziruf. Unless the third guy was a shamish, automatically plugs in. So the Mechaber clearly holds like who? Clearly holds like the Rush. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Yudtes, fascinating what he says. Okay? Very, very fascinating what he says, Allah HaLamayisah. Okay? The Chaber, as we said, holds like who? Holds like the Rosh. Now, Lamaisa, let me ask you the following. What happens if the Kfiyas happens in the middle? Wasn't at the beginning, and it wasn't at the end. But it was in the middle. So the Taz, right here, says Beferish, it's in Sifkot and Vav, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Okay, so I'm going to quote the Mishnah Berurah to you. He says like this. Bigmar Achila, Chal Alayu Chov Zimun, Al Yedei Zeh She'ochlu L'Besof B'Yachad, U'mashmen Mizeh, Ha'im Lo Gamru Gam B'Sof Achila B'Yachad. Kigon, Shebo Echad Lecho Eitzo Shnayim, Achar She'kfar Yitzchilu Lecho, V'Gam Gamru Suda Shelo B'Zman Echad, Osim She'gomru Mikodom, Rishai Levar Vifnei Atzman. The Alkoponim Haschola Ogmar Be'inin B'Yachad. In other words, if they did not finish together, if the two guys, Lamaisa, finished, and they're waiting for the one guy to finish, that's not good. The two guys can finish. They didn't end up finishing together. You have to begin together or end together. If they wait after they're eating and don't say benching until the shlishi, chayavin lezamein, they didn't have to, but chayavin lezamein, vein reshoin lechalik. And they cannot leave each other. Afagav shalo gamru b'yachad. But they didn't finish. Kol heichadi maislu midi matzi lemechol minayu. They could have continued to eat. Kamo b'gamru b'yachad dainin lehu. Uke'en ahi deresh simen kuf tzari vav ayin sham. So says the Mishnah Berurah, and he quoting this from who? From the Taz. This is the Chiddush. He's quoting this from the Taz. I wanted you to see the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot and Tet Zayin, that he quotes the Taz right here. So it's mashma that if they don't finish together, the sof im lo gamru gam sof achila biyachad, one guy comes eitzel l'shtayim achasher far eschilu lechol, they already started and they finished the suda gam shelo bisman echad. The guys that finish, and this is the chiddush l'maisa, the Taz says if it's the middle, it's not enough. If it's the middle, it's not enough, says the Taz. If it was the middle, they didn't start together, they didn't end together. But their middle, they did eat somewhat together. They did eat somewhat together, but the first two guys, Lamaisa, finished. So they didn't start together, they didn't end together, but they did eat in the middle together. The Taz says the two guys can bench on their own. The Taz says the two guys can bench on their own. Because the Rosh says Sof, Rabbi Yonah says what? Schila, you had neither here. Yes? So did the two guys that bench did something wrong? No, they're fine, says the Taz. Take a look, listen to what the Shaar HaTzion says. Taz, Sifkon Tetzayim, Af Eliyahu Rabba Unarshol Nefak Bekin Bidvarov. They argue on the Taz. Achem Ben Moishu, Maimer Morachem Atzah Shekel, Chai Adem, Magenim Gurim, Eskim LaTaz. So the Eliyahu Rabba Unarshol argue on the Taz. And what do they say? They say what? As long as they ate something together, meaning in the middle, they're not allowed to bench early. They have to wait to the what? They have to wait for the third guy. Now, if they happen to wait, the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, they have to bench together. They haven't yet benched. But do they do something wrong? Are they allowed to bench on their own? Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Taz, yes, they are. Yes, they are. And the Eliyahu Rabba and Arshalom say, no, they're not. Now, the Chemed Moshe, the Maimer Mordechai, Achaz Hashem, Chayadim, the Magid Burim, they all agree to the Taz. What would you guys say? What do you guys say? What would you guys say? Al Pisfar, Halach Lamaisa. What would you say? Meaning, would middle be enough?
No.
You don't think middle be enough? What's why? Not, what is, what's your first? Art?
Yoni.
What's a Sfarah? Give me a Sfarah. I understand, but there was a middle time where they ate together, no?
Yeah, but the beginning and the end are both different times.
So you don't think middle would be enough?
No.
Okay. Ari, right?
Avi,
what do you say?
I think it depends on how you define kfiyas. If you define kfiyas as either really both the Amoraim, the Shmuel quotes is that it's either Aschola or Sof is required for some level of kfiyas, then you obviously not. But if you say that Kriya is just any act of eating together, like the Stam Mishnah kind of reads, because Shosha She'aflu, not Shosha She'gamru, She'eschalu, Kafat, then you would say that in the middle, you're also Kriya Suda together.
Well, I'll tell you like this. Remember I said from the Mishnah Berurah that if the two guys finished and they haven't yet benched, they wait around for the third guy that finishes? What did Mishnah Berurah say? Theoretically, if they were given more food, everyone loves dessert, right? Would they eat more? Yes. As long as they would eat more, that's enough. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to the Taz, if they haven't yet benched, they can bench together as a Zimun, yes? So I'm saying, even according to the Taz. So I would have said, like the Nar Shalom and the Eliyahu Rabbah, I would have said that what? That as long as they ate something together, because if the Taz even allows them, in a case where what? Where they didn't actually eat together. But theoretically, they could have had another dessert. They would have eaten another dessert. Even though they didn't eat, that's enough. So I would say if they actually ate together, that's enough, Avi, to establish a kfiyas. So I'm not paskening. I am paskening for you guys. I would paskin in this case. If you guys had lunch and the three guys did not eat together or end together, but in the middle you ate together, I would say you could do what? You could do Zimun. Not only could you do a Zimun, it would be wrong for the two guys that finished to leave the third guy behind. They would be obligated to wait for the third guy. Okay? So that's the way we're going to paskin. Okay? You follow me? Allah lamaisa. Yes, what's your first name?
Sam.
Sam, go ahead, Sam.
Is that your Rishon paskin or what?
The Rishonim don't talk about this, Sam. That's the thing. That's so beautiful about when you go through the Sugya theory. We went through it. They don't talk about it in the middle. It's only in the Gedolei Achronim.
Right, but if nobody mentions the middle, isn't that...
I'm saying not that way. I'm saying these are just manifestations of what Avi was saying of kfiyas. Because the Taz, who says Lamaisa, that the two guys can what? Can quickly bench and leave on their own. If they didn't yet bench, they theoretically would have eaten dessert. And now that they waited for the third guy, they can bench together. So as long as you can have a theoretical kfiyas, that's enough. Certainly if they actually had a kfiyas in the middle, that would be enough. Does everyone follow what I'm saying in this svara? A theoretical kfiyas is enough, right? If a theoretical kfiyas is enough, certainly if they ate together in the middle should be enough. Yes, go ahead.
Well, we're only basing that off of the fact that if the two guys finish eating and they wait, then they would have to bench with this guy according to the Taz. But in this case, where if they just ate with him in the middle, then yes, they could bring dessert. But if they would bench, then they clearly show that they wouldn't be waiting anymore and that they don't have an interest in eating anymore. So it's
I understand, but they should.
It's different than
you're right, but they should. But I'm saying I'm going to stave you off the path. They shouldn't have benched because they had a kfiyas established when they ate. They should not have benched.
But it's not the kfiyas that anyone's held of whether it's from the beginning or the end.
I understand, but the beginning and the end are just manifestations of the kfiyas. The Rabbeinu says I need it from the beginning. The rush says I need it at the end. But if the rush says I need it at the end, why shouldn't the middle be just as good?
Because they're not
why shouldn't the middle be just good?
Because they're not already for a Zimun at the same time.
I understand, but they did eat together. They did eat together. There was a bond. There was a tziruf. So but therefore, if we hope...
There is a difference between a case where two guys end, but they don't bench yet.
I'm saying...
Because clearly it shows that they're not necessarily ready to end the meal yet, and they wait for the third guy.
I understand, but they didn't eat together. But you're still saying there's a theoretical kfiyas, right?
Yeah.
So they're waiting and they can now bench together the Tassa, but they never ate together. They never ate together.
Why shouldn't there be a difference between it? There should be a difference between if they don't want to eat anymore and they show an interest in wanting to bench versus
in theory, but I'm saying we don't accept it. Api Alacha. That's what he's saying to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, I'll read you his lashon. He says like this. He says, you call imtinu lachar gamru sudasim. Osim shegamru mikodem rishon levark. I'll call upon him as tola or gemar binin. Mikom mitinu. If they wait, then they can bench together because there is a kfiyas there. So certainly, if they have a middle,
if they wait, but if they have, if
I understand that. I understand, but the fact that he allows that shows that there's conceptual. There's a what? There's a kfiyas there. So that's why I would say that halacha lamaisa. Okay, that you can say we paskin like who? Like the Rosh Sof. Rabbeinu Yonah says the beginning, what about the middle? So we're saying that what? The middle is going to be good also, Alpi Halacha, and therefore what? Alpi Din, these two guys should wait for the third guy and they should bench together. Yes, your first name?
Zachary,
go ahead.
So we're saying that because we're saying that the Rosh says that we can have a kfiyas at the end, And because we say from the Rosh that if we can have a pious at the end and then there's a possible pious in the middle, they're waiting, and he would allow that to re-say the middle. But let's say the two people before set a time. Say, let's say we're eating at 12, they set a time. I'm leaving here at 12:30, we're benching at 12:30. The guy comes in at 12:28. So his Gemara Suda is not going to possibly be at 12:30. So according to the Rosh, the possibility of having the Gemara Suda would never take place, because these people have to leave. So even if they did, we're eating at 12:28 together, would you still say that they have to
Yes, because they had a kfiyas together. When the Rosh says sof, like we said in the beginning of Shir, the Rav Yonah says in the Tchila, Rosh says, I allow even just sof. So he's also going to allow even middle. As long as there was some tziruf, that's enough. That's the chiddush.
Sof wouldn't happen.
Doesn't mean it was, you don't need to have the sof. The sof is lav dafke. That's what we're saying from the Rosh.
So what is the Rosh saying?
The Rosh is saying you don't need Tchila. You can have anything less than that is enough. As long as there's some tziruf. Okay, I want to start the next place, guys. Getting late. Okay. Real quick, Avi, and then our... both of you. Real quick. We've got to start the next place. Yeah, go ahead.
Mishnah Berurah also is extending the Rosh from being actual time into being halachic time as far as kfiyas goes.
Yes.
Which is a big chiddush. He's meant to say that, like halachic.
I don't think so.
He's calling it a halachic suda because they haven't benched it, so they haven't actually had Gemara Suda, but practically, in non-halachic terms, they have Gemara Suda.
Right, you're right, it's a good horror, but that's the way we view it as. We view it as, theoretically, there's something bonding them together.
But do you think the Rosh himself would actually say that halachically, that you can extend this halachic time?
Yes, that's the pshat in the Rosh. I believe that's the pshat in the Rosh.
But doesn't it get challenging when you talk about the Rosh's approach to the waiter? Because the waiter seems like it's not necessarily halachic, because he didn't wash him, because the Rosh kind of lobbed off.
No, but it's a halachic category. It is a halachic category. That's exactly
the Rosh kind of lobbed off is the benching the halachic parts of the suda, which is like washing.
I understand.
Rabbi Yonah makes a lot of sense because Rabbi Yonah.
I understand, but the waiter also he treats that. But he says that's a special case, but it is a halachic category. It is a halachic category. Yes, Avi, go ahead.
Can you say that that's the middle ground that the theoretical kfiyas is enough to be mitzari of them, but it's not necessarily enough to be mechayim the zima.
He says that they could leave, but if they haven't yet left Lamaisa, there's still something there for them to bench. So I'm saying certainly if they ate in the middle together, that would be mechayiv them.
Would that be mechayiv them, or would that just give it
to them? No, that would mechayiv them if they ate together. That's the chiv. That's what he wants to say. The chiddush.
Theoretical stuff, yeah.
Right, but if they ate together, it becomes not just theoretical. They can eat it. Okay, let's go to next tesis, guys. Okay. Let's go to next tesis. Yes, you have to ask. Okay, all right. Let's see next tesis, guys. You got me? Okay, let's go. Mishnah says that if you ate the tevel, we said it was not a good zimun. Okay, let's see the next tesis. Started at least. Okay. Ochol tevel im zamin alof. Tema. What's tema mean? Tema means a bam kasha. It's not just im tomar. Im tomar is a regular kasha tesis. Tema is a bam kasha. You have to note that. When Taitz has a kasha, two ways you can ask a kasha. He can say imtoma or he can say tema. Tema is a bomb kasha. The Omer ba'erkin, davdala, akomet starfin lezimun, kohanim levim yisraelim. There's a din that kohanim levim yisraelim can join together for a zimun. Uparach, the Gemara asks, pshita. That's obvious. They're all Jewish men. Umeshani, the Gemara answers, lo. Please know how to read this. You don't read low tzricha together. Low, period. Tzricha, the chiddush is, afa gav de koin ochol chuma, vi Yisrael chulin. Alma, we see, afa gav de chuma asur li Yisrael. Even though we see chuma is asur li Yisrael, acharei she akoin yochol tzarfim Yisrael. Since a what? Acharei here means since. Sometimes acharei means since, not after. Acharei she akoin yochol tzarfim Yisrael, lecho, bechulin, mitzarfim lezimun. Vachanami, Nihi, what does the word Nihi mean?
Granted.
Excellent. Nihi granted. Dechad meinayu achol, tevel. Granted, one guy ate tevel. Dein ruin lacherim. Amai ein mezamnin. Oh, Taiz has a bam kasha. He says, if you have a coin Levi Yisrael, a coin can eat truma bread. A Levi Yisrael cannot eat truma bread. As long as there's a connection in one direction, even though truma is also for Yisrael, but since a kohen can eat the Yisrael's food, they're mitzarif lezimun. So too here, granted one of the guys what? A tevel. Yes? And he's not roi l'acherim. The other two guys ate chulin. I don't care. As long as there's a connection from one group to the other, that's fine. You have three guys. Two guys ate chulin, one guy ate tevel. Right? Can the guy who ate tevel eat chulin? Yes. Shouldn't that be enough connection? Shouldn't that be enough connection? Look what it says in the Mishnah. It says, Achol tevel, you can't have him starve with the other guys. What do you mean? The two guys ate chulin. You know what chulin is, right? What is chulin? What is chulin? Food that your mafresh, trumas, and maizers. The trumas and maizers go to the Kohanim Levim, and the rest of the stuff goes to the chulin as Yisrael. Chulin literally means profane. It's not profane, but it means regular food. Correct. So it's a bam kasha. Kohanim Levim Yisrael can eat together. What do you mean? The Kohanim have his truma bread. The Levi's having his maizerishon bread. Yisrael's having chulin bread. No problem. Because why? The Kohen and Yisrael, Kohen and Levi can eat what? Can eat the Yisrael stuff. As long as you have a connection from one direction, that's enough. If there's a connection in one direction, that's enough. So what's going on with our Mishnah? Two guys are eating chulin. Third guy eats tevel. Why can't you be mezamen on them? The guy who ate tevel can eat the chulin. It's not just a kasha, it's a bomb kasha. This is a bomb kasha. Oh. So I want to, I don't know if you got a chance to see it. I gave you the Mar Makaymis, the Raman Riven. Yes? Now, I want to interrupt now, Tysus, and just say over the Shita of the Ramam and the Riven. Okay? Right? What does the Ramam say? The Ramam says, the Ramam holds, Nate, you want to give me the, on my desk, there's the Rashi Mishurim. Thank you. It's a red sefer there. You get it for me? Thank you very much. The Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal points out that there's a Machlokes Ram Rivid. If a guy wants to eat ham, God forbid, do you say a brach on ham? Rachmana Litzlan. So Machlokes Ram Rivid. Whether you say a brach on ham. Now, I'm not talking about pikuch nefesh. That we'll talk about tomorrow. If you have to eat food because your guy's going to die. But if you're going to say a brach on ham, I'm sugaring a guy. He's eating ham. Do you say shahak on the ham? Machlik is ramam raivid. Okay? Now, this deals with the Mishnah. When it says ein mezamen alav, does that also mean you don't say a bracha? Or is it only focusing on zimun? Let's say there was lard, you know, made from a pig. They made bread from lard. Sometimes bakeries, non-Jewish bakeries, make bread from lard. Does it say you cannot do zimun on a dover iser? Does it say you cannot do zimun on a dover iser? Or does it say you also don't say a bracha? You follow what I'm saying? Is the Mishnah only talking about zimun, or is it talking about a dover iser? So it's a machlek, it's the Ramam Raivin. Okay? So I want you to keep that in mind now. Now we go through the Taisus. Okay? So Taisus as Akasha, keep that Machlokes Ram Ravid in your mind. Machlokes Ram Ravid. So Machlokes Ram Ravid, whether, I don't know why you can't find the safe. Nate, you have it? I don't know where he is. Okay. Maybe I took it. Here a little more. I don't know. I must have not brought it. Okay. But let's see the Taisus. Taisus says, V'yesh l'omar, da'achilas tevel lav shmei achila. What's Taisus' answer? Taisus' answer is that achilas tevel is not called achila. De lochazia af l'kohen. Aval truma l'chol apochos ru'uya l'kohen ha'ochla. So Taisus gives a fantastic answer. He says, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm going to read you the Ramam Ravid, and then we will... And then we'll leave the Taisus. Please get it down. The Rambam and Hilchos Brachas, Perak Alf Halach Yates. Kol Ochol Davrasa Ben Mizodim and Mishkaga Ain Mavarchal of Loba Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. The Rambam sheet is you don't say a brach at all. V'Arayvid argues Tav is at Tos Gedoyla. The Ravid says you made a big mistake, Rambam. Shelo Amru Ain Mavarchal Elish Ain Mizamnin Alehen. All our Mishnah says is you don't do Zimun. Lo Marshein Len Kvias Lazimun. Did the guy eat the ham? Did he derive benefit from the ham? Yes, he did. So please get this down. So machloek is Raman Rivet, will you say a brach on the ham? The Rivet says, you gotta, you know, you ever saw Rivet speaks very strongly against the Rambam? I'll give you an example. We just had Korban Pesach, right? Do you know the Rambam says you, when you bake your Korban Pesach, you bake the Gid HaNasha in there? You know what the Gid HaNasha is? The sciatic nerve. You're not allowed to eat the sciatic nerve. Yaakov Avinu, right? You know what the Rivet says? If I had your Korban Pesach, Rambam, I would take your Korban Pesach and throw it on the floor in front of your face. That's what the Rivet says. He's not trying to be disrespectful, but that's how strong he held. So in the same vein, the Rivet says to the Rambam, Rami made a terrible mistake. The Mishnah says by us, only Zimun you don't do, but you have to say a bracha. You have to say a bracha. He says, Tos Gedola. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no. The Rambam understood, Lamaisa, that our Mishnah was talking about what? Not just Zimun. Our Mishnah was just contrasting that what? That not only in the Reish of the Mishnah do you do a what? What is the Reish of the Mishnah? You do a Zimun, you also what? You also say a bracha, yes? So too, the Sefer the Mishnah, what is the din? Not only do you not do a zimun, you also do not do a what? Do a bracha. So the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam applied our Mishnah not just to zimun, but also to brachas. But the Ravid says what? The Ravid says, no, you must make a split. Oh, so now that we have that Ram Ravid, thank you, Nate, for getting it. So now we can understand, what is Tosis Teretz? What was Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis Kasha? How can you have two guys eat what? Two guys eat true, one guy eats tevil. There's a connection that the guy that what? What does it say, Achol Tevil? The guy, one guy eats tevil, one guy eats chulin. The guy that eats what? Chulin. Right? What's the connection? The guy who ate the tevil can eat the chulin. That's Tosis Kasha. Just look at Vaikon Levim Yisrael, but he says, no. He says, Achilas tevil is not called an achila. What does that mean? What is a fantastic answer? When you eat something that is what? Tevil, it is like what? It's like ham. And therefore what? It's not even an achila. So it's nothing to what? There's nothing to mitzarif together. It's a zero. The Yeshlom Achilas Tevil, Lav Shmei Achila, Lochaz Yaf Lekoin. Aval Truma, who can eat it? Lechol HaPachos. What's the word Lechol HaPachos? At least it's good, Ruyu Lekoin HaOchla. V'hu Adin, look what he says on the side. V'hu Adin, he says, V'hu Adin. Im achlu shloshten tevel. If three guys eat tevel, ain chayav lezamin. Kidam rinan in Baba Kama. Haresha guzzle saw chitin. If a guy steals a measurement of wheat, v'tochnen he grinds it. V'afla he bakes it. V'achla eats it. Umavarach alayan and he says a bracha. He's a bad guy. Eino mavarach el minnaetz. What does minnaetz mean? Despicable. Despicable. So you see that eating what? You see that eating tevil is not even a what? It's not even an achila. And it's despicable. Now if I would ask you guys, does this Tosis hold like the Rambam or the Ravid? What would you say? You think it's like the Rambam. I would agree with you. He says it's not called an achila at all. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Baba Kama. That if you stole something, you're a horrible guy. You stole food. And you, what's the significance of grinding it? Do you guys ever learn Baba Kama? Shinui, excellent, Avi. You do a shinui, you did a shinui kona. You change the what does shinui mean? You acquire it. But it came from a vestige of illness. What do you mean of illness? It came from food that was stolen. You can never get rid of that. But you changed it. You changed it regarding Koshin Mishpat, regarding your ownership. But regarding being a bad guy, that's still in there. You're a terrible guy because you stole food. And therefore you never say a brach on it. It's disgusting. It's despicable. So, we got to close with this. And we'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll finish up the Tosis and build up a whole stickle tired. But Tosis Kasha was what? Two guys eat what? Kulin. One guy eats Tevil. A Mizamin of the land. What do you mean A Mizamin? The Gemara says in Erkin, Koin Levim Yisrael Matar Piyachat. The Kohen can eat Truma, the other guys can't eat Truma. As long as there's a direction one way, it's fine. If there's a direction one way, the Tevil guy can eat the Chulin, so why is our Mishnah saying Mizamnin? So Tais says, I want you to know something. Halachically, the guy ate tevel is not an achimah. And what we're suggesting is that Tais holds like the Rambam. It's not even an achimah. You don't even say a bracha against the rival. And therefore, since it's not considered to be halachically eating, you cannot be mitzara for a what? For a zimur. But I thought one way is enough. Halachically, we view it as if he didn't eat. Halachically, we say he didn't eat. You need three guys to eat the bench. Only two guys ate. The guy that ate tevel's not called an achila. And we're saying that maybe you also like the Rambam, they don't even have to say a brach on it. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day. You can ask me kashas now afterwards. You guys will have, please try to remember Minchin and Minyan. Okay? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow 9 o'clock. We continue, Be'ez Hashem. Okay? We got a lot to see. Keep it up, guys. Yeah, go ahead. What's a kasha?
What could the Ravid say to this?
Yes.